Blog Talk Radio.
Sound Talk Live, where professional stylists, barbers, makeup artists, and nail techs give you the 411 on the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything you want to know about natural hair, hair weaving, makeup, nails, education, products, and more. Real talk. It's what you've been waiting for. Shop Talk Live. Good, bad, the ugly.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, listeners. Welcome to Shop Talk. My special guest this morning is world-renowned educator and master stylist, Patrick Bradley. Patrick, welcome. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up? How you doing, Debbie?
Good morning, good morning.
So, Patrick, everybody wants to know, who is Patrick Bradley? I always talk about this Patrick Bradley. They want to know, who is Patrick Bradley?
Hey, I'm a guy from Florida, went to the military, got out of the military, went to beauty school at Dudley University. When I left Dudley's, I moved to one of my favorite cities, Newark, New Jersey, Brick City. If you don't know, now you know. So that's why I love going out to the East Coast when I do my classes between Jersey and New York. After that, I started, you know, doing hair at cut above the rest, hair salon in Newark. From that, I moved to Virginia. From Virginia, started taking a lot of classes at Dudley University. I then became a national style team member for Dudley Products. And then from that, becoming the artistic director for the entire company. And then from that, kind of left there, went to Farouk Systems, becoming a creative director over there. And then from that point, around 2006-07, I started doing my own classes, and eventually I started my own line around 08. So I've been doing this thing for a long time, but I love doing hair, I love education, because I've been around it my whole life. So, yeah, I just love education, love doing classes, and love helping others to, you know, excel, you know, just like people help me.
You do a lot of short pixie cuts with color. Would you say that is like one of your specialties?
I don't think I really have a specialty. I think my specialty is just cutting in general. From long hair to short hair, bob. So I really don't think I have a specialty in short hair. I just think people know me a lot for cutting in general. But really, I think why that may be right now is because literally I just stopped taking natural hair maybe like about 3 years ago. So I've been getting a lot of short hair clients. And then, you know, pretty much whatever you post a lot of, that's what you kind of get. And I kind of got tired of doing long hair, silks, and all that pressing and blow drying. So I wanted to get more shorter clients. So that's what I started posting a lot of. So that's what a lot of people kind of know me for. But I wouldn't really say that's a specialty because I can cut anything.
Okay, great. So do you do any weave at all? Like, you know, maybe a couple of pieces here or there?
Yeah, zero weave. You know what? I wasn't a weave fan. Even when I wasn't doing hair, I hated to see ladies with weave in their hair. So I just never liked doing weave. Even when I got into the business, you know, and it's cool, especially when it looks natural. But yeah, I'm not a weave guy at all.
Okay, let's talk about your global classes. Whatever happened to the Army style boot camp classes that you used to do?
Oh. Hey, glad you asked that. I got one tomorrow. So, yeah, I have a boot camp tomorrow right here in Houston. It's a color boot camp. So it's 2 days. Of course, everybody, when they come to boot camp, they dress in camouflage. And I've been doing boot camps for a long, I can't even tell you when I started doing boot camp.
I know.
It's been that long. It's been that long. I think my first boot camp may have been in Virginia, and then after that, it's kind of like lived in Vegas for like umpteen years. And this is the first time that I've ever had a boot camp in the South.
Great. You know, I love your new concept to sit, paint, and cut. How did you come up with that?
Well, you know what? I wanted to do something different. You know, I don't want to just have people just to come to class and just watch me do hair. So, you know, in the sit, paint, and cut, of course, you know, they're watching me, but we have champagne. We have, you know, different types of little smaller d'oeuvres they can eat and just, you know, sip and watch me do hair. But in the sip, paint, and cut, it's an interactive class. So the different things that they see me do as far as cutting and coloring goes, they're going to actually be doing that themselves. So it's almost like a mini mini hands-on class as well. So they watch me do some different things, and then they go back and do it. They learn how to do color formulation, different toning techniques with color, and I show them a lot of different things to do with cutting as well. So it's kind of like a fast-paced, hands-on class a little bit. But it's dope. It's real dope. Real dope concept. But they get a chance to, you know, drink some champagne while they're kicking it with me.
Okay. Could you name some of the cities you've been to with the sip cut and paint practice?
Let's see. This year, because this year was the first year that I did sip, paint, and cut. I've been to Jersey, Brooklyn, Miami, Chicago, Ferndale, Michigan, St. Louis, Virginia, and probably like about four or five other places. I can't remember, but I've been to a lot of different places this year. And the last sip, paint, and cut is going to be, well, I think I said Chicago, but Chicago is coming up. Actually, coming up soon.
Okay.
Matter of fact, November 13th.
You were recently in Miami. We kind of missed you there, you know. We talking here now from Miami. How did that go?
Yeah. How was that? Oh, yeah. Sip, paint, and cut in Miami was dope. Yeah, I liked it. It was real nice. I mean, it's fun going to Miami because I'm from Florida originally. And then my team member, she has a salon right beside this Jamaican restaurant. So I get a two for one. I get to do a class and eat some Jamaican food. I love curry.
Oh wow!
Yes, I love that goat.
Okay.
But yeah, the class is dope though. Real dope. We actually had people that came from like up north, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Patsy, you recently had a scholarship fundraiser award, 90s skate party event. What was that all about?
Yeah, that was a part of my fraternity sorority, Rhode Delta Tau. I started the fraternity in 2012. So it's for hairstylists, nail techs, anybody in the beauty industry. So it's just like any other Greek organization, Omega Psi Phi, Delta, Deltas, AKAs, Alphas, same type thing. And we focus on community service. But our community service kind of surrounds the beauty industry. So we wanted to, give a scholarship to beauty students, and the beauty students had to do a video and let us know, why they deserve to, have the scholarship. And then, of course, you have one winner, and then we had the skate party and everything. Everybody came out their 90s gear, and then we gave the check away, which was $600. As a matter of fact, I just posted that yesterday. It was dope. Real nice.
Awesome. Yeah,
I
saw that.
So, we're going to be go ahead.
No, I was just going to tell you that I have my co-host, Susie Sandier, on the line as well, who has also taken classes with you. She's taken plenty of classes with you, right, Sue?
Oh, I know Sue.
Of course. Yeah,
Susie loves education.
I love it.
What have you done with him, Sue?
Oh, well, let's see. We did the last week, not the last one. One of them was he came and he gave us tips on further than, like, just marketing of doing investing our money. We did that. He introduced us to the powder, your powder lightener, 20 and 40 developers. And we did the cut. And then we did the one at the school. We did that one. Then we did one at Debbie's shop. We did that one. Then we did up at Lauderdale. We did, remember you came out with your paint? Your cousin's paint?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You still have that?
Oh, yeah. We actually revamping those now.
Oh, my God. You know I just recently used it on one of my clients. I got
we're coming out with those being better for next year.
Okay. Yeah, I love the pigment on them. They're so rich and they're so beautiful. And they're not like, you know, like other some colors that they just have this buildup on it. It's real smooth and natural to give it that nice shine. And then true to the color. That's just an amazing part.
Then
you can play with it. You know what I mean? You can mix and make your own color. So it's, you can be unified, be different than someone just using straight out of the bottle.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Your own color. Yeah, that would make it amazing. But, yeah, I've been with Pat a long time.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
long time.
I'm trying to go where he at. I'm trying to get close to him in his city. And he just left
me. Well, you know, Houston is a big city. A lot of people, you know, second or third largest, and I think it's the third largest city in the country, but a lot of people here love to get their hair done. So, you know, it's the stuff that go on here every single day of the week. So these ladies out here, they want to look good. They want to look good walking to the trash can. So it's a dope area. I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. Yeah.
Oh,
they
wow.
not coming out of the
so
house unless they look good out here.
So where exactly are you in Texas? You say Houston, but what part
of
Houston are you, you know in Houston? Yo, just Houston.
Where our salon is on the southwest side.
Oh, the southwest? Okay. And majority of the people on that side, is it ethnic or do you have a mix?
No, Houston is actually more diverse than New York City.
It's more diverse.
Yes, which is it's crazy, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
More diverse than New York City, yes. So out here, ain't no white, black. It's everything's out here. I'm talking about white, black, Hispanic, Indians. I mean, you're talking about Asians. Everything's out here. I'm pretty sure every ethnicity in a lot of different countries are out here in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, like my neighborhood.
I like Houston.
Yeah.
I like Houston and I like Austin.
Now Austin is like your it's like your new Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of tech companies are moving out that way. And Austin is real pretty. Nice little party city, a lot of nice scenery and lakes and different things. Yeah, I love Austin. I love the whole vibe about Austin.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm looking to come visit. Maybe I could just hang out with you one day at the shop one day.
Oh, yeah. Just let me know when.
No, that'd be awesome, too. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I am so excited to make this thing.
So, Patrick, we know that you have a lot of hair products, equipment, and other things going on. So we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and talk about your products, okay?
Okay, great.
It's your time to shine once again. The highly anticipated competition hosted by Beauty Elements is back. People's Choice 2023 Fall Edition. Submit your photo and video to participate. Four different categories. Race, Fantasy, Destiny Wave, Wii. $3,000 in prizes. Submit now for your chance to win.
Are you looking for a women's empowerment conference near you? The 2023 annual Hershey Women's Empowerment Conference, founded by Tanja Nunnally, will be taking place on October 21st, 2023 from 2 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Stadium Hotel in Miami Gardens. Our powerful guest speakers include Life Coach Ebony McNichols, Mental Health Counselor Jennifer Palmer, and Activist Christina Neptune. For more information, please call 954-549-5822. Again, that's 954-549-5822. See you there.
What are you drinking? Introducing a choice that's just as unique as you are. Still and sparkling water by Royalty Spring Water. In a world of choices, some things remain refreshingly simple. At Royalty Spring Water, every drop is a reminder that you deserve the best. So, what are you drinking? Order yours today at www.royaltyspringwater.com.
Hey, we're back with Patrick Bradley. We're going to talk about your products now.
Okay.
Susie? Susie, you have any question about his product?
Hello. Sorry.
Yeah.
Pat.
What's up?
Yeah. So, Lizzie, you have some new products. I see the Cool Blonde. Is that what it's called?
You said what?
The Cool Blonde.
Cool Blonde?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tell us about that Cool Blonde. Is it actually just a shampoo, or is it like you dip in it? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, what we use to keep blondes cool is one of our new shampoos. It's called Stay Cool.
Okay.
So that's probably what you're referring to for the Cool Blondes. Yeah, Stay Cool is one of our new shampoos. And what it does is it just assists stylists in making blondes cool by taking the yellow tones out. It also enhances gray hair, too, that may have changed yellow or brownish-type look. So Stay Cool is the truth. It's just like a regular toner, but
okay.
It's a shampoo.
And the steps to it, you shampooing with it, is there a certain amount of time to leave it on? Do you just shampoo and rinse out?
No, you can shampoo with it twice. And normally, what I tell everybody to do is once you shampoo twice, just leave the last shampoo on for like 5 minutes to really let that violet, from the shampoo sink into those cuticles to, neutralize those yellow tones. And that way, the stylist want to come back in with a actual physical toner, the shampoo will have had taken a lot of that, away already.
Okay. And if it tones just to the what you like, you can go ahead and just condition it and style if you like.
Oh, yeah. Now, you can use the shampoo by itself, and if you like how it looks, you can go with that.
Is this a back bar product, or can we resell it to the client?
Yeah, it's a back bar, and I have a lot of clients that use it too, especially clients that have blonde or gray hair that that don't come to the salon every single week. And if clients want to shampoo their hair at home, they definitely want to keep that hair looking great, especially when they want to keep it cool.
So you do have them in like a retail bottle, not in like a back bar, 32.
Well, it's a 32-ounce. 32-ounce that we have is for stylists and for consumers.
Oh, so the 32 is for consumers and stylists?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. we don't believe in making tiny bottles for clients. We want to make the same size we use.
Oh, okay. You're changing the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're changing the game. Actually, when you go to the location, so long, that's all they need to sell. 32 bottles, they just sell them 8 ounces. So that makes sense. That totally makes sense. So you have this other one that's a molecule, that's a protein treatment. Can you tell us about that one?
Molecule 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, Molecule 5 is it's going to be like in the same family as your K18 or your Olaplex, which is all, you know, bomb-building type product. So
yes,
with Molecule 5, that's what it is. Molecule 5 is like the muscle for the hair. It's a bond link, and it helps to keep the hair from, you know, being weak or breaking. And then basically what the 5 means is you can use it 5 different ways. You can mix it with your direct dyes, your demis, your permanent colors. You can mix it in our lightening system, and we use it for treatment. You know, and we normally tell stylists to do treatments on their clients, you know, every, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. So you can use it by itself just to keep that hair strong. And it is, I'm telling you, it's off the chain, especially when you mix it with your colors, because the color is doing its job, as well as Molecule 5 is keeping those bonds together, which that's really what you want to do. You want to be able to color the hair or relax it and keep it strong at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to get me a couple bottles of that.
Oh, yes, so you definitely love it.
Okay. So those are your two new products that I see that's out. Am I correct?
You said what?
The last two. Those are the last two new products that you made. You came out with.
What, the mask?
Can you hear me?
You said hair mask?
No, those are the two products that you came out with.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the
okay.
Two newest products that we came out with. And, I mean, it's not really a new product, but, you know, we did come out with a 32-ounce refill for our phone.
Oh,
but
okay. So what the phone came in the small size? So they never came in the 32?
Yeah. Well, we have a refill now, so we're able to, you know, sell that to stylists so they can, you know, refill their clients' bottles up for them and everything. And normally what I do for that, I tell stylists as well, instead of, you know, just retailing plastic bottles, just have your client to bring the bottle back in, and then you fill it up for them, and then you take off a dollar.
Hello. I like
and then that saves on the environment, not, you know, using up a whole bunch of plastic.
Right. And then that's good for clients. Who doesn't want to save a dollar? Every dollar counts these days.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's no different than people taking back, you know, perfume bottles and getting them refilled for, you know, a lesser price. But people don't know that.
Right. Well, tell us about
a lot of high-end companies do that.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. I see it all the time. But tell us about your shampoos and conditioners and stuff that you got. You have the long, the mocha, the souffle. One of my favorites is the setting lotion. Nobody can touch that. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, conceited.
Conceited. It's just what it says. Conceited. It is. It's the truth. So tell us about your other line. Probably
because
you have shampoos and
mocha.
You share it with the people. We have
two shampoos, which is a cleansing shampoo, which is called Psychedelic, and then that's a cleansing and protein shampoo. So it cleanses and strengthens. And then you come behind that with the I Don't Want to Brag shampoo, which is a honey and oatmeal infused shampoo, which gives the hair a lot of moisture. Very, very great for dry hair and really dope for color through the hair. And then, of course, you got, you know, of course, Stay Cool. And then the other shampoo is out of our Relaxer line, which is it's like a 3-in-1 shampoo. It's a 3-in-1 shampoo. It's a neutralizer, moisturizing, and cleansing shampoo. And that's sulfate-free as well. So with our neutralizing shampoo, you can use that as three different shampoos. So some people like to even use that by itself as a regular standalone shampoo. And then, of course, we have our conditioners with our Mocha Soufflé, which is a treatment conditioner, and that's infused with your cocoa extract and your olive oil, and then our honey, you make me nuts conditioner. That right there is just like the I don't want to brag infused with, you know, oatmeal and honey. And of course, our conditioner out of our Relaxo line is called Silk Protein, and that is a great conditioner as well, because it gives the hair a little bit more kick of protein, but it moisturizes at the same time. So that's why it goes great with our Relaxo line.
Well, let's touch on that, the Relaxo line. The reason I really want to touch on that, because it's a lot, I come across a lot of stylists from that fear of relaxing and coloring at the same time.
That's a big topic,
and I really wish that you could be all over the world, that people can hear this, because it's amazing, because I've done a lot of it since the product came out, and honestly, that's pretty much my Relaxo line. Because even if they're not getting relaxed, I know eventually I'm trying to get them to that point to prepare for that relaxed hair coloring at the same time. But tell people about this relaxer, and I get so excited when I see people. I just get sharing it. So
yeah, you know, I made the relaxer. Me and Naked, we kind of grouped up together and collabed together and went in the lab together and created this relaxer system. Basically, I got tired of seeing and hearing everybody saying we can't get color unless we natural. That's all I heard.
Yeah.
We can't get color unless we natural. We can't get color unless we natural. This and that and the other. We can't go blonde unless we do this. You know, I'm like, nah, it got to be a better way. So we went to the lab, myself, Naked, and we came out with an amazing relaxer system that goes with our lightening system, where you're able to relax and color in the same day. If you want to relax and color in the same day, you can do it the following week. You can do it 2 weeks later. But it's going to help the hair and the color and the relaxer to coexist all at the same time. So what our relaxer does, once you relax the hair, our whole system brings the pH back down to 4.5, 5.5, just as if you have never gotten a relaxer. And then when you go in and color the hair, it's like we're coloring the hair on non-chemically treated hair. So it gives you the best of both worlds. So our system, our relaxer system, combined with our ammonia-free lightener system, is like the truth. I mean, hands down, I haven't seen anybody yet that could compete with it at all.
It's the truth. It's the truth, y'all. I'm telling y'all.
Yeah.
I use it all the time. It is.
So now people are able to, you know, rock color, you know, and have a relaxer, you know. But the whole thing of it is, our relaxer is made to keep a little bit of texture in the hair. And that's was very, very important, because once you make the hair bone straight, it's like you're killing the hair. You know, you're killing the hair, and that's why you see a lot of people that, you know, they get, like, platinum hair. Normally, they don't put the heat on the hair. Normally, you know, they put finger waves in the hair, or they doing very, very little to the hair, because the hair is already semi-dead. Or if you do put on a toner, the heat from the flat iron is going to remove it all, and then the hair turns yellow. I see it all the time on videos. They try to hide it, but you can look right through the filters and everything and see all the yellow tones in the hair. So, you know, our system and our relaxer system and our lightening system, it definitely keeps the integrity of the hair, and clients can go as light as they want to go and still have healthy hair.
Yeah, that is true, because I do it all the time with your product.
Thank you.
And the hair can be long. That's the crazy part. I'm glad you said talk about, because they like everybody's black and platinum the hair, and then everybody's short. And you're like, okay, you can have a little rent, but you know the hair is pretty much dead because they done lightened it to the max, and you know the integrity is gone. But you can do have both worlds. You can still have the relaxer and the lightener. Yeah, I noticed that the texture, you just slightly break the texture down, because clients even, it was like, but it's not really straight. I'm like, you're fine, because once I put the lighter on, you're going to get a little bit more breakage down, you know, compared to breaking down. By the time I'm older, we good. The hair,
oh, yeah,
you need,
oh, yeah,
a little body in the hair. Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing. I'm glad you came up with that product. So we needed that.
Thank you, thank you,
but,
thank you, thank you.
It's not enough. I will say this, and I hope you guys out there listening, that this is an amazing product, and not only that, that it will take your game, hair game level to the next level, because you ain't got your client don't have to leave and say, we can
no.
do it today. You just have to be the professional and say the hair has integrity to do it, you know, be truthful, so that at the end of the day, it can happen. It can
Absolutely.
Really happen. Yeah, but a lot of clients, a lot of stylists, it's not enough stylists that know about the product, and not only that, the fear, because, you know, when we went to school, and we're told we can't do it. So, they be scared. I ain't scared.
Me either.
I ain't scared.
Patrick, you want to give the listeners all your social media handles?
Yeah, you know, definitely they can follow me on Instagram, Facebook. It's all the same as Patrick Bradley, and that's Patrick without a K, and my last name is Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y. Of course, our product page, you know, you can definitely get products at plementproducts.com, and then you can follow the P-Element page as well on Instagram, and that's under P-Element Products. But, yeah, same name, been using the same name, Patrick Bradley, since beauty school. So that's not going to change. You know, and I think that's very, very important, too, to make sure people understand when they do get a brand or a logo, to keep it, you know, keep it the same. Stop changing every 5 minutes because people can't find you. So keep that brand. Mm-hmm. Just like McDonald's. You know, you can go to McDonald's in Russia, McDonald's in Germany, and you see those golden arches. It's McDonald's in Hong Kong. It's the exact same. So definitely make sure you, when you find a good brand, good name, stay with that, and then you work that name so you can build up your following all over the world.
That's awesome. That's awesome information. Patrick, we want to thank you so much.
Thank you.
For
thank you.
Taking the time, because you're a busy man. So just taking the time to come on the show today. So we both, myself and Susie, would like to thank you and wish you all the best in everything that you
do. Anything for you, Debbie.
Thank you, Patrick. I love you. All right. So we're going to close it up. And Sue, you have anything else you want to say to Patrick? Or Patrick, you have anything else you want to say to the people?
Hey, no, I just appreciate y'all having the having this particular type of platform for beauty entrepreneurs to get on, and I'm definitely going to make sure I promote the heck out of this so y'all can, you know, really, you know, expand your business as well, and other people need to get on here,
and see
what you're doing, and then, you know, get their brand out here in pocket.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
And thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Patrick, so much.
And thank y'all, too.
I'd like to thank you personally just for giving your education, your knowledge, sharing it with the world. And it's been a big advantage for me and my career as well.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
So
and y'all try to make it to Brooklyn. And y'all try to make it to Brooklyn, too, in December.
December?
Oh, you know, I'll be up there already.
Oh, yeah, December 17th.
Okay.
I'll be there already.
What is that class? What class is that one?
That's my birthday class.
Oh, okay. But you just having a party, or is it just gonna be like your cutting class, but it's your birthday party?
No, it's like a semi birthday bag type thing. It's gonna be fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna be a class.
All right, Sue, you gotta come up.
Class combined with everything else.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I'll see you then. All right. Again,
all right,
thank you.
Thank you.
All right, honey.
Bye. All right. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, now. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.